The conversion of England and Germany. At what precise period Christianity was first preached in Britain is not positively known, but it seems quite certain that at the end of the 2nd century, Lucius, a British prince, was converted, and at his petition, Pope Eleutherius sent two priests, Figatius and Domenius, who converted many. During the persecution of Diocletian in 305 AD, quite a number were put to death, among whom St. Alban is honored as the first English martyr. In the 2nd century, the Saxons were a small German tribe, but by the 4th century, they had grown to be a powerful people. In their piratical expeditions, they often invaded Britain, and when Rome withdrew her legions, the British invited the Saxons to help them repel the attacks of the Picts and the Scots. For their reward, the Saxons drove out the inhabitants and divided the country into 7 kingdoms, at the same time almost entirely destroying Christianity in the island. In the year 597, Pope Gregory the Great sent Augustine with a band of 40 missionaries to preach the gospel in Britain. They were kindly received, and Ethelbert, King of Kent, with many of his people, was baptized. From Kent, the gospel spread rapidly through the other kingdoms. To meet the growing wants of the new church, Augustine went to France, and at Arles was consecrated bishop. Returning to England, he fixed his see at Canterbury. By the end of the 7th century, the whole island was Christian. With the Roman armies, the Christian religion had been carried into Germany, but there were no general conversion of the nation. Still, Saint Boniface, an Anglo-Saxon, began the work in earnest. For more than 30 years, he traveled over Germany and Bavaria. He found the country covered with idols. He left it Christian. In the year 755, he was put to death, a martyr of zeal. The conversion of the northern nations began only in the 9th century and made but slow progress. The Saxons did not accept the faith until after their subjection by Charlemagne. Saint Angsar, who died in 865, became the apostle of Denmark. Those Normans who settled in the northwestern part of France were converted in the first half of the 10th century. But the greater part of the nation, which had remained in Scandinavia, did not forsake its idols and profess Christianity until 100 years later. The saints Cyril and Methodius became the apostles of the Slavs. The Poles were converted in the 10th century. The Hungarians received the faith during the life of their holy king, Saint Stephen, 997 to 1038, and the Russians 100 years later. The struggle had been long and the resistance great, but in the end, Christ had conquered. The Jews had tried persecution and failed. Rome had for 300 years warred against the church and failed. The barbarians had resisted, but in time were subdued. Heresy and schism had written the seamless garment of Christ, torn but failed. God alone is great. God alone is eternal. And as he is, so is his church, apostles and eternal.